opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The whole world's watching what's happening in the Middle East, in Gaza. The war is now expanding into Lebanon. Russia has just stated that they are going to work with Assyria, Bashar al-Assad, in Syria. So the war to the north of Israel is now, the fire has spread. It is, there are reports that there have been about 25% of the extreme terrorists in the Gaza that have been disappeared. More than that, whatever comes out of Hamas News Network, triple it. So there are probably 50 to 60%. They are losing terrorists, extreme terrorists, by the hundreds, I think, every day. Hamas is losing, has lost the battle. In that Gaza Strip, in that area, it is very condensed. There are more people, from what I've heard, in that small area than it's more densely populated than any other city in the world. And this is why Israel is having such a hard time going in, having to protect innocent people in the hospitals, the schools, the mosques, businesses. It seems to be an impossible situation. But Israel knows how to protect the innocent people while ending the aggression of the extreme terrorists. In war, it's a given. There will always be casualties. You cannot avoid casualties. Israel is not attacking the citizens of Gaza. Being forced into conflict with these terrorists, there are casualties. But Israel is continuing their operations, continuing to find these underground tunnels, destroy them, bury the Hamas terrorists in the tunnels that will never, ever be buried by their families. They will be left, their bodies will be left in the tunnels when the dirt falls on them, when these tunnels cave in. That is the toughest battle Israel is going to have in Gaza, and they will be victorious. It will be very simple to take care of the Hezbollah in Lebanon. Much easier. It'll be much easier to deal with the extreme terrorists in Syria and the commanding the command center in Damascus. It'll be easy for Israel in her victories in the coming war in the present-day Jordan, nation of Jordan. That'll be easy. Israel is the strategies and the experience Israel is acquiring in the small city streets in Gaza and the cities surrounding that area is giving Israel the experience necessary for the other conflicts in Lebanon, Syria, and present-day Jordan, and in, I think it would be northwest Syria. Saudi Arabia. This is the toughest battle in the Gaza, but Israel is winning this battle. Every day, more reports coming out that these agencies that are providing aid to the people in Gaza, in that area, in the Strip, they are working with Hamas to protect Hamas, to supply Hamas with needed medicines, wound dressings, oil, weapons. And Israel is fully aware that USAID, Red Cross, all of these international humanitarian organizations are not there to support Israel. They are actually enemies. Israel is fighting a campaign against these relief organizations that are actually assisting Hamas and these soldiers who are injured to recover quickly to get back in the battle. You can't fool all the people all the time. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Crispy, faded, lit, baked, toasty, stoned, blazed, zooted.
When you're high, there are a lot of ways to say it. But there's only one thing you need to remember. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal everywhere. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Floating waves calling out.
And as the rulers of the world have just finished meeting in Davos for the World Economic Forum, this year they made the decision to move forward as quickly as possible with their objectives. They're being forced to move quickly, rapidly, all out, full out, all speed ahead, because Russia and China, India, Brazil, South Africa, nations in the Middle East are moving forward with their plans to strip the United States of its main method of control, means of control, the American dollar or the petrodollar. They're moving quickly. We're watching the war in the Middle East, the war in Ukraine, watching what's happening in the Red Sea, there in Yemen. But the World Economic Forum, they are watching the multipolar world nations and their plan to scuttle America's main vehicle of control, the petrodollar. Economically, the only way to destroy empire and the unipolar powers in the world, the nations that are working with America, England, Australia, New Zealand, these Western European nations, the only way to put a halt to America's grip on the third and second world nations is to destroy our ability to sanction these nations and control them through the sanctions. So the World Economic Forum, their focus this year's in Davos at the World Economic Forum gathering this year with all the non-governmental agencies and all the very wealthy Western people in positions of power with their corporations, their focus was, and they're not even addressing it, you won't read about it, their focus is on how do we stop the multipolar world nations from continuing their objectives in ceasing that their operation to keep them in the dollar system. How can we stop them from jumping ship, revolting? There's a mutiny taking place. The ship are the Western nations, those who are the mutineers, I guess you would call them, are all the nations that have been sanctioned by the United States in one way or another. Assassinations, coups, government overthrow, strangled America going into a nation, robbing, like Venezuela. The reason we're upset with Venezuela is we sent in our USGS, our United States Governmental Survey, into Venezuela, I forget when, 50s, 60s, 70s, to, you know, we want to do them a favor. We want to help out the Venezuelan government. We want to show you how much oil you have, diamonds, gold, silver, other minerals. We'll help you out. And when the United States realized how the vast wealth in Venezuela, then we began to, our operation was to take over that nation to mine their riches. Well, Russia came to their aid and gave the American government we were drop-kicked through the goalposts of life. This is what we do. It's what we do. The world economic, their knees are knocking. I'm telling you, they realize empires, global control through regulating and sanctioning these nations through the petrodollar is over. It's ended. All the multipolar world countries that are now presently in this new network of nations, it was initially five, now there's 11 total. By the end of this year, there will probably be 20 total, possibly more than that. And each country is using its own currency to trade with the other member nations. And they're trading amongst themselves. They're not willing to trade with the United States Empire because in return they get fiat currency. They don't want fiat currency. They want currency that has something behind it that is valuable, where they're not losing every time they sell something. They're getting something in return that's worthless. And World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, he knows that once Russia in 2022 made the decision, well, actually, Russia made a decision, they didn't have a choice but to send troops into Ukraine. Klaus Schwab ousted Russia from the World Economic Forum partnership operation strategy, and that's what Russia wanted. China's still in it. China, they like the carbon credit concept, the 15-minute city concept. So China's still in. Russia isn't. Russia is out. Other nations are opting out of World Economic Forum also. Russia doesn't need the headache. Russia's ruble is strong. Russia is working with these other countries, selling oil to nations in the Middle East, and in return getting their currency. They're swapping, trading with their currencies, not U.S. dollars. The same with the nations in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, using their own currencies to trade with China. This is the big threat to the U.S., the biggest threat. For the first time since the Rockefellers brought in the petrodollar concept and system, that system has been threatened. And for the first time, they realize that they have to go a different direction. Central bank digital currencies. That's the way they have to go. And they have to do it. They have to. They don't have a choice. God is setting them up because it's in the Bible. These people think that by bringing in the central bank digital currencies, this is going to save the United States of America and the nations of the world. It's not. It is a trap set by God to destroy the wealth of the, not just the good people of America, but the people in this country that are hardcore liberal, extreme hard left liberals, just like the extreme terrorists in Gaza, in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, throughout the Middle East. These leftists in this country, they're so hard left, they have actually joined the ranks of Satan. They serve Satan. And this is in the Bible, Revelation chapter 13, Revelation chapter 17, and in Jeremiah, and in Isaiah, there would be this group of people that would swear allegiance to the prince of darkness. They have done it. They're not ashamed to admit it. More and more, they are coming out into the open, acknowledging that in these secret societies that they're members of, they have sworn allegiance to the king of the underworld, to Baphomet, to the Satan, to the devil, to Lucifer. They say, well, we don't worship Satan. Well, they play semantics with you. They don't serve Satan. They serve Lucifer. Lucifer, they believe, is higher in rank than Satan. So this is what they do. They say that they don't serve Satan, but they do serve Lucifer. They say that they don't serve Lucifer, they serve Beelzebub. So it's semantics with these people. But in the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, he's a member of secret societies. He is a Nazi like his father. They serve the god, the Aryan god of... what was the Aryan god of power? Now, the World Economic Forum's looming economic shift is global serfdom. I have an article from thenewamerican.com, and I'm going to read a little bit because this is what they have planned. See, they think that this CBDC is the answer. It will be short-term. But while they're putting the CBD system, the central bank digital system currency in our country, the new or multipolar world nations, they have their own digital system, different from what Klaus Schwab has put in place. So I'm going to read just a little bit here. The looming economic transformation being peddled by the deep state, including natural asset companies, public-private partnerships, central bank digital currencies, and the Bank for International Settlements, their plan for a global unified blockchain ledger, they seek to enslave humanity, according to the New American Magazine senior editor Alex Newman. In the episode of Behind the Deep State, he breaks down the National Asset Companies, NAC, is a new scheme to take huge tracts of land out of production so the land can be used to peddle carbon credits by fraudsters and mega bankers. While the scheme just suffered a setback, the agenda continues forward. Alex discusses the Bank for International Settlement is peddling a plan to tokenize all assets in the world on a digital blockchain ledger that would be interacted through digital IDs and CBDCs. So, humanity is on the verge of slavery. This is what they have planned. We know that. We're aware of it. We're not blind. They have to now push harder. They want to bring this in at a rapid rate because Russia, China, and the multi-nation world and multipolar nations are moving forward with their plans.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Turn your back on Mother Nature. So, this gentleman, out of the New American, there was an article, Alex Newman, there was an article in 2013, in June. Taxpayers, Rockefeller's Fund, sustainable plot to undermine the market. This name, Rockefeller, a brief history of the occult families in the country, in the United States of America, from about 1880 to 1910. The name of the occult families, Carnegie's, DuPont's, Ford, Edison, he was an inventor. He wasn't so much a dynasty. Family dynasty. You had J.P. Morgan in Europe. You had Cecil B. Rhodes, many of the occult families over there, the Rothschilds. And there is a principle in a family of, say, let's say 12 children. Of the 12, there will be a step system, a system where each of the family members will sit in on one of those 12 steps. The most gifted, the most the person that would be the best at what they do. I can't think of the term. Example, whoever, like with the Rothschild family, there were five brothers. Each was given a bank. Solomon Rothschild, who would become the grandfather of Adolf Hitler, of the five brothers, he was probably the best with finances. I think there was Nathan. I can't remember the other brothers. But one will always be have an edge on the other brothers. In this country, the DuPonts, Carnegies, you have Ford. These men, the great men who began to build the country, the DuPonts started out, and yes, they continued up to the present, but really they weren't really a big force in change in this country. Neither was Ford. Neither was J.P. Morgan. To my knowledge, I don't think he had any children. But one family stands out who would be the top tier, who would sit at the eye of the pyramid, the top position. And it would be an occult position, very powerful in the occult, the most powerful in the occult of all the other men of that time that would endure, that would continue to shape this country. John D. Rockefeller, and then his junior would follow, and then Nelson and David. And this family would be the family, the dynasty that would sit at the top of the pinnacle. They still are. They will continue to sit in the top position of the power structure in the world of decision-making in this country. Decisions for the military, for the senior executive service, continuity of government, all the main agencies that keep the cohesiveness of this country. That will not change. That family, whether alive or in death, they have, you might say, they live through AI already. So the taxpayers, Rockefeller's fund, they fund sustainable plot to undermine the market. This is 2013. The Rockefeller Foundation, innovation for the next 100 years. Believe it. Innovation for the next 100 years. This family through AI, this family through the digital world, through foundations, will rule. They have, and they will continue to rule this nation for the next 100 years. Rockefeller Foundation, Mega Bank, even taxpayers via the U.S. Agency for International Development, which is USAID, have provided millions of dollars toward pushing a new type of socially responsible corporate structure known as Benefit Corporation. Benefit Corporation. More than 15 states have already signed on. Critics, however, say the scheme will further undermine what remains of the market system while promising deeply controversial United Nations Agenda 21 link notions of sustainable development. Now that's in 2013. They talk about Agenda 21. Now, from that time to this time, there's Agenda 2025, Agenda 2030. Now they're going to start considering Agenda 2040 and 50 and 60, 70, 80, 90 into the next century. 10 more years, it's over. It's over. Under the Benefit Corporation, agenda companies will no longer be responsible for producing shareholder profits. Instead, a firm that becomes a benefit corporation would also have to pursue other goals that appear noble at first glance: sustainability, social justice, environmentalism, social responsibility, and other alleged public benefits. 15-minute cities, I guess. Continuing, apparently creating jobs for workers and profits for shareholders as well as goods and services that consumers want to purchase is no longer enough. If and when companies decide to become benefit corporations, they would obtain significant advantage over traditional firms dedicated to maximizing value. After receiving certification from a Rockefeller-funded outfit known as B Labs, which is the heart of a nationwide push, B Corps could become eligible to receive everything from major tax breaks to preferred access to lucrative government contracts. The control mechanism. Now, here are the states that are in this. The B companies. Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Louisiana, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Vermont, and Virginia. Another dozen states, meanwhile, have bills introduced in the legislature. This is in 2013. Colorado. That's how it affects us. We'll go to a short break. I'll continue on the other side. Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
There's a woman by the name of Wynn Coleman, and she has been an activist for defeating this bill. And she says that the main problem with benefit corporations is that they disrupt the free market system of the United States. They set socialistic precedents in economy, society, and environment that are incompatible with our free enterprise system. The main problem with benefit corporations, they disrupt the free market system. More specifically, major issues she sees are that the benefit corporations will fundamentally transform the way business is done in the U.S. by shifting the focus away from shareholder profits. The single bottom line instead would be diverted toward nebulous social and environmental causes, economy, environment, society, or people, planet, profits, known as the so-called triple bottom line. Again, people, planet, profits, or economy, environment, society. They blur the lines between public, private, nonprofit sectors and should remain separate. Other problems include the imposition of hazy moral social standards. I wonder if we have hazy moral social standards, which would force companies to pursue expensive environmental schemes based on unproven scientific theory. Finally, benefit corporations would normalize a socialist philosophy. Ultimately, the benefit corporation system design is to consolidate power for the global elites, she told the New American. The global elite in politics and finance use an unconstitutional arrangement of public-private partnerships, which by force of government combines with the power of business to plunder the resources of society and dictate how people must live. They weren't talking about 15-minute cities back then in 2013. This is 9 years ago, but now they've come up with new terms. 15-minute cities. And other things. Now, she said, the key points of the UN Agenda 21, environment, economy, and equality, the so-called three E's, she explained that the goals, the benefit of corporations are virtually identical, promoting government, sustainability, pseudo-environmentalism, the merger of state and corporate power, and more, all under the bogus guise of helping people. The merging of state and corporate power. Now, in Revelation chapter 17, there is a woman that the Apostle John referred to as a whore, a harlot, a great prostitute, holding a cup of filth in her hand. Corporate power, the merger of state and corporate power. So, who controls who? Does the government control the corporations, or do the corporations control the government? It's very hard to distinguish, but the corporations need the system that is already in place to accomplish the objectives of the corporations, and the objectives are to take anything of value and put it in their system, their digital system. One might ask, if the genuine motive for creating a benefit corporation is to enable a corporation to use profits to accomplish charitable and good acts, why must these good acts be defined by specific 3E terminology of sustainable development, so often used by the United Nations documents and websites? She said, saying businesses should be free to run themselves, but government should not provide special favors to the so-called benefit corporations. So here we're in a time where you have lobbyists down at the Capitol at the Seven Hills of Hell, and they are telling the representatives that we elect and put in these positions of authority, basically the corporations pay these people to persuade the politicians that we elect. We know the story. So the corporations are using the government. But at the same time, the government is using the corporations. So it's really hard to tell, you know, which is more important, the cannon that fires the ball or the ball that is fired from the cannon. So it's kind of like these having two balls on a string, and you, like they do in the Argentina when they take the boleros, whatever you call them, and then you throw the thing. Well, who is throwing what? Is it the United States government that is in power? Is it the U.S. government? Or is it the corporations? The mystery is in Revelation chapter 17 about this whore, this harlot, this prostitute that is drunk with power. Is it the corporations? Is it the government? Or are the two basically the same? We'll be back.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I want to take a second to tell you about my friends over at TheFreedomPeople.org. If you guys haven't tried them, you need to give them a call today. All you have to do is go to TheFreedomPeople.org and set up your call. And what can they help you do? Well, through legal and lawful processes, they'll help you reduce exposure to the tax man or other bureaucratic bodies. They can help you do things like set up express trusts, which help manage your business assets and affairs effectively and privately, while helping you gain greater control of you and your family's future. It can also help you do things like set up private membership associations, which help you restructure your business in a way that allows you to run it exactly how you want. If you believe your children should be able to receive their inheritance without paying an arm and leg in taxes, and that taxes are unjust, the government ceases to represent the interests of its people. I want you to take a second today to go to freedompeople.org and schedule your call. Let them know I sent you, but more importantly, help make sure that your future is protected and that your business and your family are protected.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
I'll conclude with just a few more paragraphs out of this article, the American, out of the newamerican.com/US/economy/market/taxpayers/Rockefeller Fund sustainable plot to own the world. The Rockefeller family has a long history of pushing causes at odds with the free market system, national sovereignty, and more. Indeed, trillionaire banker David Rockefeller, top player in the key groups associated with the global establishment, such as the Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberg and Trilateral Commission, and others, has openly revealed where his sympathies are. In 1973, a piece in the New York Times, for example, he praised communist, quote, the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership, because he helped put Mao in power. which killed tens of millions of people and enslaved over a billion, as one of the most important and successful in history. More recently, David Rockefeller offered some insight into his views in his 2002 autobiography. Quote, "Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of comparing with others around the world and conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure. A one world, if you will." He wrote. He finishes by saying, "If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it." You see, there are the dynasties in American history, starting back with the Collins family on the Mayflower, through time up to the present, to 1880, or John D. Rockefeller was born, I think, in 43, I can't remember, 1843, somewhere in there. He owned New York City by 1889, and he, by 1910, owned an empire. He was the ruler of a new, young empire. And he, with his associates, Carnegie's, DuPont's, Ford's, J.P. Morgan, Mellon's, all these people, built an empire that is solely his. He has an army like Napoleon had armies. He has a Marine force, a Navy, an Air Force, a Coast Guard. He has a regular army. And he has digital technology. He owns this family. They own DARPA. They control DARPA, CERN. Their objective is not just to continue to rule the United States of America, but their objective through the World Economic Forum, which is one of their appendages, and through the Order of the Ages, the New World Order, to rule the world. Their plan was scuttled February 4th, 2022, by Russia and China. We're out of minutes. I'm done with minutes. I only have so many minutes. I try to use them effectively, efficiently, as quickly as possible, but they just, where does time go? It's winter. What a beautiful winter day. Winter, January 2024. This visit tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.